In this clip, you will initially hear Jim Fetzer asked about the latest in 9/11 research by Richard Syrett on the Richard Syrett Show, which was on the 11th of September 2008. The second clip is where a caller asks Dr. David Ray Griffin on the Gianni Hayes program on the 24th of September, does Dr. Griffin know about the exploding Scott packs on the firefighters' backs on 9/11? And also, does Dr. Griffin know about Hurricane Erin? To which he responds. The third clip is Dr. Judy Wood explaining on the Rebecca Carley program about the field effects associated with Hurricane Erin and how these are thought to be one of the field components in the directed energy weapon which was used to destroy the World Trade Center. In the final clip, you will hear Dr. Wood on the Richard Syrett Show on the 19th of September explaining to him the presence of Hurricane Erin. And Richard Syrett is unaware that Hurricane Erin was in the Atlantic Ocean, 500 miles off the coast of New York, on 9/11. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Do please call me Jim.
All right, Jim. Here we are 7 years on. Any new information that has, say, come down the pipe in the last 6 months, a year, that maybe those have been following this?
Well, I think including that David Ray Griffin continues to publish new books. He has one called 9/11 Contradictions, demonstrating how the government's various accounts are inconsistent with one another. He has a brand new paper that anyone can access by going to Op-Ed News or just doing a Google search on the title, Was America Attacked by Muslims on 9/11? And he lays out the evidence that contradicts that opinion.
Caller, what is your first name and where are you calling from?
Tim from New Mexico.
Okay, Tim, go ahead with your question and then our guest will answer it. You can hang up after you give him the question.
Well, I had two comments also. What about the Scott packs on the back of the firefighters exploding? What accounts for that, Mr. Griffin? And also, how come
What on the backs of the firefighters?
The Scott packs, the oxygen bottles that the firefighters wear on their backs. What made those explode? Did they put bombs in the Scott packs? That's what they call them.
I don't know anything about that.
Is equating oxygen bottles exploding in the fire trucks and that. And also, how come most of the people that are into this 9/11 truth movement don't talk about Hurricane Erin, this huge hurricane headed right towards New York City?
I did have a guest on. Dr. Judy Wood talked about the hurricane, but go ahead with that.
Yeah, how come you never discuss this, Mr. Griffin? I mean, this is pretty unprecedented for a hurricane to be headed right towards New York City. And then at 8 o'clock that morning, this thing makes a 110-degree turn and heads out of town. And there was lightning and thunder reported at numerous airports around New York City, which is indicative of field effects that they can be created from these hurricanes.
Well, I'll say again, there are all sorts of things that may be related here, but they're not things I deal with. I keep focusing on the official story about 9/11 and why it's false. So, you know, there may be something to that, but I'm not the one to talk to about it.
Now, let me
respond to the previous question about the dollar.
And Dr. Wood, one thing I was wondering is how were they able to so control these weapons? There's so many other buildings in the area that were not affected, or at least not as affected as one would think, although you did mention that one bank. How do you think they were able to control it to the degree that they did?
Well, I got to thinking about, you know, the field effects of a tornado or a hurricane, like thunderstorms. You have that potential between the cloud and the ground. Imagine a moment just before that lightning bolt zapped across. where is it going to connect to? How about if you can change where that energy connects to? Like you have, some kind of a little trigger beam, like the catalyst that you point to connect here or there or there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we saw was not a lightning bolt. But, you know, analogous to that, there might be some other type of energy just like that that can have that effect in a certain volume of space. Let's say you need to intersect three different kinds of energy. Well, if you have two sitting there, you just need to add that third part in just one particular place. So the other stuff can be in the general area. But as we saw, you know, those cars were affected as far over as FDR Drive.
Right.
And why the cars and not the buildings? I got to thinking the cars aren't grounded. They're up on tires. And there might be something to that.
Right.
But the interference of beams, the different types of energy, I think is a key.
Okay.
And that would be an easy way to direct it, is just direct the final catalyst.
Did you have any other comments, George?
Well, one of the things that you had mentioned, which I found interesting, was that you noticed that the locks were disengaged from trunks and other...
Yes.
And that, to me, is a magnetism issue.
Right. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, I looked at the magnetic field of the Earth that day, and precisely and abruptly, with each of the events, there was an abrupt shift in the Earth's magnetic field.
Yes, Tesla coils. We've seen the Tesla coils, for those that have looked at pictures of John Hutchinson's former lab in British Columbia. He had Tesla coils. So we're talking about very large Tesla coils.
Well, if you look at a big Tesla coil, it's got this donut-shaped thing on the top and then a column with wires wrapped around it going up to it. It looks very much like the structure of a hurricane.
Hmm, yes.
Did you know that there was a very large hurricane right outside of New York City on 9/11?
I had not heard that.
Billed to be even bigger than Katrina and was aimed right for New York City. For 4 days, it was going northwest, past Bermuda, headed straight to New York City, stopped right outside of New York City on the morning of 9/11, made a U-turn, headed out of town that afternoon.
All right. That's interesting. I mean, hurricanes obviously normally don't come anywhere near that vicinity.
And for no one to have been told. I've got snapshots from the morning news. They don't show, it shows that area of the ocean, but doesn't show this big, you know, pinwheel that should be out there.
I missed that report. Where did that come, where did you get that report, that there was a hurricane headed for New York on the morning of 9/11?
I was looking at the plume and the nature of the plume and decided I wanted some, you know, better pictures from up above and went looking for weather satellite images. And oh my gosh, what is this thing?
How far offshore?
Well, the outer bands were at the end of Long Island and on Cape Cod.
And this was, you're saying, have you had a meteorologist look at it to determine at what, were we talking about, Category 5, 4?
It was a 3 the day before.
Mm.
And it was, it had been downgraded, but it had spread out like a figure skater puts their arms out and they slow down.
Okay.
It had spread out to, you know, 500 plus miles in diameter.